It's time now for This Week in the Women's WCHA. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. Last weekend, two nationally ranked teams battled it out in Grand Forks as 9th-ranked North Dakota hosted number 3 Minnesota Duluth. UMD's Lara Stalder earned WCHA Offensive Player of the Week honors after opening up the scoring on the weekend with a goal, then tacked on the game-winning assist in the Bulldogs' 2-1 win over UND. Stalder also added the assist in the Bulldogs' second goal in Sunday's series finale. Minnesota Duluth also boasted this week's WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, sophomore goaltender Maddie Rooney, who led the league with 54 saves and a 4-point weekend for the Bulldogs. On the other end of the ice, the Fighting Hawks got their scoring from a pair of seniors, blue liner Hallie Kurzaniak, who scored UND's lone goal on Saturday, and forward Amy Mankey, who scored the first goal on Sunday, helping her team rally for a tie and a shootout win against Duluth. North Dakota's Riley Houston led all WCHA rookies last weekend in points, assisting on all 3 goals scored, including the shootout-winning goal, earning her WCHA Rookie of the Week. Kurzaniak explains how playing a team like UMD will help them this weekend when the Fighting Hawks face off against the second-ranked Gophers.
Definitely a lot of skill, especially from their top line. They're very skilled, they're very fast. They create a lot of offense, so I guess we'll probably play them kind of the same as we played Duluth's top line last week. So I think we're ready for it. I think we got a kind of a taste of what it's like to play against a line like that.
Also last weekend, St. Cloud State returned home for the first time in over a month, hosting the Ohio State Buckeyes. OSU sophomore goaltender Cassidy Sove set a new program record with their third straight shutout Friday, finishing the Buckeyes split at St. Cloud State with 44 saves and a 1.50 goals against average. Buckeye freshman defender Jincy Dunn tallied a goal and an assist, along with 4 block shots on the weekend. On the other end of the ice, St. Cloud State freshman forward Kayla Friesen also had a big weekend, recording a goal and an assist, including the helper on the game winner in the Huskies' 4-1 win Saturday. Bemidji State took a break from league play to host former Beaver Stephanie Anderson and the Minnesota Whitecaps. The Beavers fell in both exhibition games 4-1 and 8-5, but they found their scoring again after being shut out in the 3 games prior to last weekend. BSU's junior blue liner Alexis Joy said it was an honor to play on the same ice as some of her heroes.
Those players are absolutely unbelievable, and it's an honor even to step foot on the ice with them, and I know we've all looked up to them, and we all still do look up to them. I mean, how can you not? They're unbelievable, and all they do is care about the sport.
The top 2 teams in the country, Wisconsin and Minnesota, were off last weekend. This weekend, all 8 teams are back to conference play. St. Cloud State travels to Bemidji. BSU's Jacqueline Casa will get to play against 2 of her former Hill Murray Pioneers.
They have a lot of talent, really good goalie. I have a couple friends that play for them. They're both D. They're both really solid D too, so I think we just got to go hard to the net and try our hardest to score some goals.
Ohio State travels to Mankato to play Minnesota State. The number 1 Wisconsin Badgers visit 3rd-ranked Duluth. UMD's Maura Krall on that series.
They have a lot of depth. We've played some really good teams this year, but Wisconsin is in a class of its own. But the good news is we are much improved, and I think we've turned a lot of heads this year. As mentioned, we have a lot of weapons, and I'd say we're one of the best offenses that she's faced this year. So let's see what happens.
And 9th-ranked North Dakota hosts number 2 Minnesota. Both coaches know how big this series is in the standings. UND's Brian Adolski.
But yeah, I don't know if we can key on just one line, to be honest with you, because their depth is good. They go about 10 deep. Shamel at one point for them was, their 10th forward, and she was Mankato's leading goal scorer 2 years ago. So depth-wise, it's just not one player for them, and so we have to have that mentality going in.
Minnesota's Brad Frost.
They've been good, I think, is probably the biggest reason. They get up to play us. They maybe play us differently, as many teams do, than how they play other teams. And they've got some confidence against us, too. They ended our 62-game winning streak a few years ago. They've, been to the national tournament. They've finished real high in the standings, so, and they're good. So I think that's probably the biggest reason.
4 WCHA teams remain in the top 10 in this week's USA Today USA Hockey magazine poll. Number 1 Wisconsin, number 2 Minnesota, number 3 Minnesota Duluth, and North Dakota in at number 9. Thanksgiving weekend features a number of non-conference games as North Dakota hosts Syracuse, Minnesota State hosts Lindenwood, and Wisconsin hosts Cornell. Meanwhile, Minnesota Duluth travels out east to take on Harvard, and St. Cloud State heads to Vermont for the Windjammer Classic. The only WCHA battle next weekend is between in-state rivals Bemidji State and Minnesota at Ritter Arena on Saturday and Sunday. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in the Women's WCHA.